Bill, it's been a rough season for the Sabres. Rolf Krueger is now fired as head coach. How did we get to this point?
Well, how much time do you have, Nick? Because a lot goes into this, and some of it you can pin on some recent things. There's been a slew of injuries. They have about five regulars out. Jack Eichel's hurt. Starting goalie Linus Allmark is hurt. Clearly coming back from their COVID-19 pause was kind of the line in their season when everything went south. But, I mean, the reality is this is the result of an organization that has just made wrong decision after wrong decision for years and years. And it's just created a rotten environment. The team has a poor culture, and they're paying the price for that right now. They have a rookie GM who never spent a day in the front office. I mean, they don't have the support staff for him in the front office right now, although they're going to address that. So you can pin a lot of this on the last month or 6 weeks, what's transpired. But, I mean, this has been building for years and years. Just the Pegula's hiring and firing and just having a revolving door with coaches and changing regimes and changing philosophies and plans constantly.
And so we move next for the Sabres, and there's been a lot of coaches since Lindy Ruff. And what's next for the Sabres coaching?
Well, that's a good question, Nick, because right now Don Granato is the interim coach, and we don't know if he'll be in that role for a week or maybe the rest of the season. The search for Rolf Krueger's replacement, Kevin Adams said, is going to start right now. And honestly, it's not a very attractive job. If you're an established coach or a young assistant that has head coaching prospects, I don't know if you really want to come take it, because look what's happened to every coach who's come through here in the last decade. I mean, it's been bad. I mean, they get a year or two at most. I mean, I don't think anyone's gone over 2 years, and they get fired, and a lot of these guys, you kind of never hear from them again just because it's been such a bad environment here. But there's always someone who will take the job. There are experienced candidates out there. You hear about the Sabres possibly dipping into the college ranks. Bruce Boudreau, who's had a lot of regular season success, most recently with the Minnesota Wild, is out there. I mean, he could be a guy that's interested in it. So I just think it's going to be hard to lure a top-flight candidate to Buffalo, given what's transpired over the past several years.
For the Buffalo Sabres, what do you expect after the head coach being fired from tonight's game?
Well, I would hope to see a response from the Sabres. I mean, throughout this whole year and going back years and years, I mean, we've seen little or no response from them when they face any sort of adversity. There's no bounce back, and that's why they've just gone into these tailspins. And Kevin Adams laid blame on a lot of different things for the Sabres' struggles and Rolf Krueger's dismissal. And one of the things he clearly wants is more passion from the Sabres, from the players. He's not happy with them. And I think if you're a player, if you can't get up now, I mean, when will you ever get up? I mean, you just saw a coach that they say they all love, that they all respect, that they like playing for. He got fired, and that's on them, in my opinion, mostly.